Hi everyone, I'm Ryan, and this is The Mindful Musician. For today's episode, I want to talk about the value of using a practice journal and how it can increase focus and efficiency of one's practice sessions. With the fast-paced environment we find ourselves in, balancing work, social life, personal health, and free time can be overwhelming. Being able to keep our goals straight by laying them out through lists and schedules is a useful tool. Journaling about what we want to accomplish, how we want to tackle it, and reflecting upon what result we've accomplished is an effective way to track progress, growth, and benefits mental health. I find it grounding to plan out and schedule my practice, which gives me a clear routine to strive toward, with flexibility to change it if I want to, with whatever arises during the week. Journaling our everyday thoughts and emotions helps manage anxiety, reduce stress, and helps cope with depression. The University of Rochester Medical Center has written that journaling helps control your symptoms and improve your mood by helping you prioritize problems, fears, and concerns, track any symptoms day to day so that you can recognize triggers and learn ways to better control them, and provide opportunity for positive self-talk and identifying negative thoughts and behaviors. Applying these concepts to our practice routine can be immensely helpful. If you take a piece you are practicing for a lesson, audition, or rehearsal, I'm sure it's easy for you to isolate parts that are more difficult than others. You can find sections you'd only need to go over a few times and more or less run through, and others that are frankly just more difficult and require more attention, time, and energy. Being able to take that extra minute or two during or after your practice to acknowledge priorities within a piece will save you time and potential frustration in the long run. If you have rehearsals coming up that require certain techniques, such as involved multiple tonguing or fast passages with varied accents and articulation patterns, you can clearly observe and plan out a strategy for your practice ahead of time to address these scenarios, so you're more prepared and confident by the first rehearsal or show. In order to communicate effectively with an audience, an artist must be able to communicate effectively with themselves. Nearly all of us have an inner dialogue that can range from loving and supportive to critical and nasty. That's part of life. Our thoughts and feelings deserve to have a space to be expressed in a safe way. I found being able to write out, whether it's typed out on a phone or computer, or better yet, physically written with pen and paper, your thoughts, plans, ideas, and feelings is incredibly cleansing and cathartic. Being able to create a judgment-free zone for ourselves gives us perspective on our inner monologue, support to the parts of ourselves that need more care and attention, and ultimately help us realize our goals in the long run. So now that we know the benefits of journaling, let's figure out the easiest and most effective ways to journal. Journal consistently. Journaling a few minutes every day is a great way to reinforce the habit of communication and introspection. Journal in a stream of consciousness style. Start off just writing whatever comes to mind. There's no right or wrong way to journal in this case. Write, draw, and scribble how you feel and whatever pops up. Alternatively, an interesting way to balance out the stream of consciousness style is to give yourself prompts and objectives. Setting up buzzwords or concepts to reflect upon can give you direction and focus, and is effective in managing the sometimes loud and distracting thoughts within our mind. Taking time after each practice session to reflect upon how you practiced, how you felt about it, and what you want to change for the future allows you to hone your focus moving forward. Journaling your thoughts and feelings during your practice session can give you more clarity and perspective on yourself, your tendencies, and habits. Taking that extra beat in between running a passage to observe and mentally shift toward a different, more desired result often pays off. Being able to reflect after a practice session or performance is an important step in developing more meaningful and musical experiences. Seeing how congruent your practice was with the outcome of the performance is a telling sign of patterns. By keeping everything written down somewhere, you're able to look back on previous practice sessions and performances and see how you can change your strategy for the future. I hope you find some of these techniques helpful on your practice and performance journey. Thanks for listening to this week's episode. Join me next week, and we'll be more mindful musicians together.